In personal opinion.
It's on.
Okay.
It's
I think
on.
You guys have done a wonderful job, and I appreciate all that you have done. I'm really pleased that you've recommended to keep some funds on the reserve, because I think there's some other groups and some other things that it would help them to move along. I really think that's cool.
Why don't you tell us at the beginning?
Yeah. Well, I'm not supposed to be here, but you were talking about the aquatic center, and that.
Yes, we have to do this. There's still so
keep that off. Keep that away from me.
No, I can't.
It's not on, right?
It is.
It's on.
He's just saying his personal opinion.
It's my personal opinion.
You're allowed your personal opinion.
Yes.
Okay. The pool, as you all, most of you know, it was on the ballot a couple years ago, and it failed. And I think it failed because a lot of people had the idea that the city had put forth a good enough plan for it. And unfortunately, it did fail. Our pool is terrible. We need a new one. There's no two ways about it. Whether that is a good location or not, I don't want to. That's up to the community to decide, basically, if it's a good place or not.
But we're
in the aquatic center.
Oh, okay.
But the pool, unfortunately, we do need, and I think that from my personal aspect, I want to encourage the council. We're going to be doing some goal setting here in the next couple of weeks, is to put that back on our radar scope, because we need to do something about it. Whether we do the aquatic center, whether we do the pool separately on the city, whatever needs to get done, something has to happen. One of the things we had an issue, and you may, so some of you may, I know Carolyn knows this, the Air Museum came down.
Who?
The Air Museum in Tillamook.
Oh.
And they wanted to locate here in the airport. And the city set aside 70 grand just for that project, move the sand from NOAA to fill that site in.
Is that right?
And unfortunately, they backed out. But one of their proposals, which I thought was wonderful, was to make partnerships between the Air Museum, the county, the city, the Seafood and Wine Festival. The Seafood and Wine Festival, that building down there, I think it cost them $80,000 a year just to rent the thing.
The tenting. And
the tent.
What? The tent.
The tenting,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you took that, if you went to the seafood, if you went to the chamber and said, okay, will you guys commit to a pool of funds, you know, over 10 years would be just shy of $1 million. And then you build one big giant event center someplace in the county to where you could do the fairgrounds, you could do the Seafood and Wine Festival, you could do anything. You could do a car show, whatever. And one of the things that the Air Museum was proposing that all those people would play into one big giant building down there for not only them, but also an event center type of complex. Mm-hmm. The fairgrounds right now, the problem they have is they can't grow. They're kind of landlocked, and it's
right.
Very difficult. It's great property, but it's just there's no parking, and there's a lot of issues there. But if you could take all these players together, I would love to see a NOAA-style committee get together to come up with some kind of a plan to put some kind of event center together. I know that it was controversial. I was working for the city back in the day when that came up, and it was very controversial. And that's why it died. And that's why the funds are here right now, because there was money set aside from room tax money. The other thing, too, is on sustainability of these funds, it would have to come from room tax, because that's where this money comes from. And I suppose if perhaps maybe this group or another group would approach the hotel motel here in town to increase the room tax. I don't know what it is now. Do you have any idea what the room tax is?
2.5% total, I think. 9%.
Or just a percentage of it. It wouldn't have to be the whole thing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the decision could be made how much to raise it, and then what those funds are for.
That's a tough sell.
Yeah, it is, because the customers have to pay for that.
Right.
And although I know I was in Portland recently, and I think it was like 15% of the hotel we paid, but it's different because it's a different community. Mm-hmm. But I think that might be another avenue to try to get some more funds for these particular issues, is to approach the hotels and see if they would approve it or not.
But not to raise it. I mean, you could say, would your committee be the one, or city council, to say a percentage of the money, not raising it to get more?
Well, it's a recommendation that could be made to the budget committee.
Exactly.
Or just the regular budget committee approach the city for general funds.
Or approach the city for an additional chunk of TRT money.
Versus raise the percent.
What he's saying is that we need advocates to do any of these things, mm-hmm. that somewhere along the line someone has to take the steer by the horns and either go to the budget committee or go to the hotel people, see what you can do in terms of creating a synergy for it. It would be a hard sell, but I think you possibly could get the hotels to do it if they understood that money was going to a very specific thing and they valued that specific thing.
And that money is going to come back to them at the end of the day.
And yeah. It's not going to rob them of events.
Yeah.
And another hotel is going to spring up right next to it. Said
yeah.
facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My problem with the really, facility, even really though important. I like the idea of a facility, is that I wanted to have some approximation to and be close to the hotels. And there's not, most of the hotels are down there, and
right.
the space isn't down there
right.
to do the building. The logical place for the hotels would be somewhere in the peninsula out over there on that side of the highway, but it's all residential. There's no space over there.
Right. And that's the same problem they have with the fairgrounds. You know,
yeah.
they'd like to expand. It would be nice if we could get a bulldozer and make a space. But
yeah, that, unless the buildings go down, that's not
yeah,
going to be.
Currently in the city, the really only property we have available would be in the Southeast Peninsula
mm-hmm.
or at the north end of town. On 73rd Street.
Thank you, John.
But that, neither one of which is really that close to hotels.
Exactly.
Which is, even the fairgrounds isn't close to hotels.
Right.
But I like what you're saying about all those people working together
yeah.
to figure that
well,
out.
Well, and then you have different people putting pool money. And I would even bring in Toledo and Lincoln City and Walport because there was a fact that somebody threw out on the pool issue was about 30% of our pool users are from Walport.
Well, they don't have a pool down there, so yeah.
So I think that if you can tap into that, too, and say, you know, we're going to do this and this and this, and you guys can kick in a portion and it would make it better. And
I think the Seafood and Wine Festival would be a whole lot better if it was in a regular facility with regular restroom facilities.
Of course.
I mean, those things are, restrooms are
horrible.
Horrible. They are old quick. And but if you're going to do that with the Seafood and Wine Festival, you have to accommodate 10, 20, 30,000 of people, at least in standing room.
But, we have all these needs. It would be really nice to pool everything together
mm-hmm.
and put it all in one big giant pot so that everybody, it's not as expensive for
yeah.
just one entity, as it were. And then it would be a multi-use to where you could have a pool, you could have an aquatic center, you mm-hmm. could have the fairgrounds, you could have the seafood and wine, you could have whatever.
So you need the funding and a coordinator, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
I think the site
and of course,
the biggest issue.
The site issue,
the site
I think, is horrendous.
Issue.
Yeah, the site is huge.
It's
and then, like
perfect.
You said, somebody to run it. I think that was one of the problems that they had, that the city had at the time in the credibility of the original event center thing was how much is it going to cost to run this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, well, it's
sure.
probably not going to cost anything. But we all know it does cost.
Yeah,
you have to still have to have,
right.
you have to have janitors, you have to have, although hopefully all those would be put into fees for the seafood and wine and the
yeah.
other group that wanted to use it.
But you also have to have it something that's going to work with the hotels and not
yes.
take over their own spaces that they have
yeah.
for conventions.
All right. Yeah.
Well, Dean, if you want to, you know, follow up on the idea, and I can, you know, from the county end of it, you know, I can find somebody to maybe be the point person on the board.
We all have these. I think the county, the city, and the businesses in our town all
yeah.
have needs.
Right.
And I think it would be nice if we could somehow put them all together and get a NOAA group. I love that
yeah.
NOAA group that
yeah.
we have because
yeah.
they took
yeah.
a small idea and made it huge and it happened.
How long did it take them from concept to actually doing it? Just how many years? Just guessing, ballpark.
For the NOAA?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. a year.
Was it a year? Yeah, it was pretty quick. Because
it was a year because there was a proposal, you know, there was the decision to submit a proposal.
Yeah.
And then from that point to having a proposal probably took a year.
But it was a lot of work by a lot of good people. And what I liked about it was it just happened. It was just kind of...
Well, you had a lot of
osmosis.
People.
It would bloom really, really neat.
The fact that it was intense over a period of years is a benefit as well as a negative because you don't have it doesn't drag out. People know they've got an end result. They're working for something,
mm-hmm.
and they know if they dedicate it now, it somehow you have a result coming. When you have something a more ambiguous deadline that maybe 5-10 years from now we will, it doesn't necessarily get the push for it right now. Some things take an awful lot of work, and you have to get people to do it. And sometimes if they know it's a hard deadline, yay or nay, you people do it or not.
This fairgrounds has been such a moving deadline.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's just
well, I would
rough.
Like to see
it's
something
tough.
Done there. We have the property, you know, I hate to have it just sit there and not
be used.
It is
self-used.
It's being used, it's just a...
What is it being used for?
The farmer's market and the thrift store for the Humane Society.
They have some events there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's aging.
County fair still
happens
there. And
but it would be nice to have three times that size of property with hotels around and have all these other events in there so that you would have one place to go for your pool, your aquatic center, your seafood wine. I mean, everybody would know that
When you built the rec center, how come they weren't looking for property that they could accommodate a pool there?
Like the last year's proposal was put out there.
There was a discussion about having the pool when it was time to be replaced, just to the south.
Right here
in the parking lot.
The challenge with that, too, in my mind, is parking.
Yeah.
You have the rec center, City Hall, and
why
then you add a third.
Why the rec center in South Beach, where you have all that?
Well, the rec center's here.
ideally,
we would take a bulldozer and wipe town clean and start and say, this is going to be our industrial. This is going to be whatever.
I know,
right? Well, unfortunately, you have to deal with what you are. But you're only going to do a lot of open space if a lot of the houses go out.
Right.
Well, I think for a lot of years, a lot of us just drove by South Beach again. Oh, this is industrial part, and didn't have a vision to anything in, you know, being out there. And then what's the college and stuff? We're like, wow, this could.
It's now starting to gel with the synergy. When you first put the aquarium out there, it's near Hatfield, but otherwise it's kind of by itself.
Yeah.
There's not much going on. Now you've got the community college down there. Now you've got NOAA down there. OMSI will fit into that mix of what things are, so it's really now coming together.
Well, it's funny. People that live there and work over there say South Beach is like a whole different town.
It is.
And they
ain't
seen nothing yet.
So I don't want to see it become a no-brainer if something new comes along. Oh, I'll stick it in the South.
Yeah.
We need to look at creative ways to infill and utilize the dead zones.
And make it more productive.
Yeah.
You can't always develop in South Beach on the Bayfront and Nye Beach. Mm-hmm. There's other areas of the city that needs to
like
get attention.
Downtown.
And then you also have the challenge of the bridge. You know, it's two-lane and traffic's terrible.
Yeah.
And is that bridge going to last? And is ODOT going to replace it? They've told us it's not even on their radar right now.
Well, and they've been working on it every year for as long as I've lived.
It's cheaper for them to do that than it is to replace it.
Wow.
I know that.
Well, eventually, yes, it would have to be, because if anytime you have major traffic jams, it's Seafood and Wine Festival going back and forth. And
bring back the ferries.
Well, I like ferries.
Yeah.
I think that
the ferries are very popular. I think it's a cool thing.
For pedestrian.
And at some point, you know, if the bridge ever went down in an earthquake, the ferry is something that would probably be in the short run be what you'd have to rely on.
The fishing fleet will really kick in and help us.
Well, what you're going to have to do...
Because they will probably be bringing supplies.
They'll be bringing supplies in because bridges all over the place may be down.
Yeah. Well, they will.
But you also have to, eventually, it might be handy to just get a real ferry to do the job.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
So when are these people...
You turn this off when this meeting is over?
Not until after March 4th, they're not notified? Are they notified of our recommendations?
No, I don't think we will do that because... It's not a firm commitment until the council blesses it.
It wouldn't help to get their hopes up, I don't
know.
I don't think that there will be probably an issue, but you just don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry I have to go.
Well, I think we're all going.
But it is a recommendation to maybe...